Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Navigating, how do you feel when others are not patient in IELTS speaking? As an IELTS instructor with over 20 years of experience, I often encounter students who feel anxious about the IELTS speaking test, particularly when faced with unexpected questions. One such question that frequently arises is, how do you feel when others are not patient? While seemingly simple, this question delves into your emotional intelligence and communication skills. This article will equip you with the tools to confidently and effectively address this question, enhancing your IELTS speaking performance. Understanding the question's intent. The examiner isn't merely interested in whether impatience annoys you. They want to assess vocabulary. Can you articulate feelings related to impatience using a range of descriptive words? Coherence. Can you structure your response logically using cohesive devices to connect your ideas? Fluency. Can you speak smoothly and naturally without excessive hesitation? Grammar. Are you using a variety of grammatical structures accurately? Formulating your response. 1. Acknowledge the feeling. Begin by acknowledging the feeling that arises when others are impatient. You can use phrases like, "To be honest, I find it quite frustrating when..." "I have to admit, it can be rather irritating when..." "It's definitely challenging when people are impatient because..." Elaborate on the impact. Next, delve deeper into how impatience from others affects you. Consider these aspects: your emotions. "It makes me feel rushed and flustered, which affects my concentration." Your actions. "I might make mistakes or not be able to perform at my best." The overall situation. "It creates a tense and unpleasant atmosphere." 3. Offer a balanced perspective. While it's natural to feel negative emotions, showcasing your ability to understand different perspectives is key. You can say, "However, I also try to understand that everyone has their own pace. I realize that sometimes people might be impatient due to external factors." 4. Suggest coping mechanisms. Demonstrate maturity by sharing how you handle situations where others are impatient. "I try to remain calm and communicate clearly. If possible, I might try to address the situation by politely asking for more time." Sample response from an IELTS candidate. "To be honest, I find it quite frustrating when people are impatient. It makes me feel rushed and flustered, which can affect my concentration and lead to mistakes. For instance, if I'm explaining something and someone keeps interrupting, I find it difficult to stay focused. However, I also try to understand that everyone has their own pace and might be facing time constraints. In such situations, I try to remain calm and politely ask for a moment to gather my thoughts." Tips for success. Practice regularly. The more you practice, the more fluent and confident you will become in expressing your thoughts. Expand your vocabulary. Use a thesaurus to find synonyms for common words related to emotions and reactions. Record yourself. Listen back to your recordings to identify areas for improvement in your fluency, pronunciation, and grammar. Seek feedback. Ask your IELTS instructor or a language partner to provide constructive criticism on your responses. Remember, success in IELTS speaking relies on your ability to communicate your ideas effectively and naturally. By practicing and refining your language skills, you can confidently navigate any question that comes your way. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.